B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. 607-71-9705 is the line for Sound Off. Call that line when you got something to say and leave us a message, and you may make it to the big show. Let's roll it.
This city doesn't win a lot of championships because we have a Rocky complex. That movie messed up our whole mentality. We love guys like Nick Foles, Jeff Garcia, TJ McConnell, and then we chase guys out of here like Ben Simmons and Carson Wentz, and we harp on them until they want to leave. We'll never win anything if we keep acting this way.
Come on, man. Who are we chasing away? Really? Name one guy we chased away.
Well, he's half right.
What?
We do love
We're not chasing any. We're not chasing talented players away. We chase players away or we don't care about them anymore once they give up. We ain't going to chase talented players away. What does that mean? I never understood what that meant.
Well, yeah,
we run players out of town.
We can't.
Who we run out of town?
Nobody.
The weather outside is frightful, but the Flyers are so delightful. Fifth most points in the entire league, best team in the city. Let's go, Flyers!
I don't know if they're best team in the city yet, but hopefully they get into the playoffs, and it's a learning experience for them, and they continue to progress to the point where we can actually win their first cup in 73 years. Is it 73?
It has not been 73 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I may be overestimated.
It was 1974.
Oh, all right. Wasn't it? What's that math? 47?
45 years.
45. All right.
So, Doug, I'm looking at the NFC East, and I'm a little concerned because Giants are 2-9, which makes them a good football team, right? But the Redskins are 3-9. We're in trouble.
I don't know. Is that being facetious there?
He's taking a shot at Doug because Doug was the one who said Dolphins. That's a good football
team.
It's
a good football team.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Said that out loud.
You can't see. That's thinking your audience is stupid. And I hate when coaches do that. You know, I know you don't want to downgrade your opponent because that's not what you do anymore. People shake hands at the end of games, but you can't say that because then you're presuming that we're stupid.
I keep hearing, why are the Flyers why are they so successful this year? It's actually pretty simple. They're keeping the puck out of the net, great goaltending, and their defense is solid. It's all it takes. They haven't had it in 5 years. Puck is staying out of the net. It's an easy recipe for success.
They're not a defensive team, though. They press you. You know, they try to make plays with the puck.
Yeah.
You know, they press the, they gain the line,
as
they say in hockey.
And then they
always gaining
the line.
That line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get like an advantage to get a good shot on net.
Here's why I don't like the whole question and the whole discussion about whether the 2017 Super Bowl championship and the season were a fluke. Total BS. All of these Super Bowls and seasons have weird flukes to it. That season was fantastic by the Eagles. No fluke. We did everything. Yeah, things fall in the right place. Yeah, so did the tuck rule.
Yeah, but then you got to relate it to what's going on now. Like, if that wasn't a fluke, then they should be better this year, right? The coach should be, you should have more reliability in that he knows what he's doing. But we're not getting that impression right now. So it causes us to sit back and ask the question.
Mike, everybody's ripping Peterson. No, it's Al Groh. How the hell does receivers run 2 and 3 yard route every single time? What are we gaining with those routes? We're gaining nothing. It's not the receiver's fault. They're doing what they're told. It's all about the offensive coordinator and making changes. And I don't even want to talk about the defense. It's so bad. It's awful.
Yeah, I disagree with you on all fronts there. And it's not Al Groh. It was his father. But Mike Groh, I don't think, is calling the plays. And so the guy that's calling for the shirt patterns is the guy who's actually calling the actual play. And that happens to be the head coach.
If I have to blame anybody, it has to be Jim Schwartz. That defense was terrible. I mean, you can score 31 points, and you can't stop the Miami Dolphins from scoring 30. I don't blame Ronald Darby either. He was on that receiver. You, as a defensive coordinator, got to, you know, pick a team against a receiver like that.
I agree with you that Jim Schwartz is to blame. That they let one guy beat him and they didn't do anything about it. We talked to Jaworski about that, how he could have gone double high safety in a situation like that, and he refused to do it.
Zach Wheeler for $100 million? Are you kidding me? He's going to be the next Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons. You're going to love him so much, and he's going to be so inconsistent, he's going to suck. Never going to make a good Phillies pitcher. He's a three at best.
What? How do you complain about them adding a guy who's a reliable, high-velocity pitcher? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's wrong with that? What do you care? Is a cent coming out of your pocket? They got the guy for less than $20 million a year in a day where starting pitchers make 25 and up. 23, whatever.
This fan base is ludicrous. People have the nerve to say Carson Wentz won the Super Bowl. He was 11-2 that year. Things were rolling. Everyone wants Foles as a starter. Really? How is he doing in Jacksonville? How'd he do in St. Louis? He stinks!
How's everyone doing?
Well, he didn't stink. He played well for the Eagles. But you're right. They forget about the fact that Carson Wentz was having an MVP year up into that situation. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. And bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets off.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. Our grand prize winner today, Andrew from Phoenixville. Congratulations to Andrew. He wins the $100 gift card at Jasper's Westside Bar. He wins a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers. He wins the Hearst Snack Truck. Congratulations. And our Hearst Snack Truck other winners, Gene from Doylestown, Jake on the cell, Jerome from Sicklerville. Congrats to everybody. Coming up, the Ron Jaworski Show is live from Ramblewood Country Club. Stay tuned to NBC Sports Philadelphia for Quick Slants. Everybody, have a great rest of the night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.